KSL News, Voices.
It's a complete scandal from beginning to end. There is fundamentally no representation on this board at all for the people who are having to pay this tax. It seems to me like a welfare project for retiring business people.
I don't mind them knowing that I'm Klinger. I just want them, when they walk up, to say, "Hi, Jamie," or "Hello, Jamie." I hate that when somebody says, "Hey, there's Klinger," you know, or Clunker, or whatever the heck, or Klinker. They don't even know the name half the time.
How concerned are you about the Quebec referendum?
Quebec shouldn't separate.
Is it a big issue with you?
It sure is. Canada can't be Canada without Quebec. It's like taking an arm off a person.
This week on Voices, some downtown businessmen who want no part of paying a new improvement tax, an interview with MASH star Jamie Farr, and a look at a subject that has invaded the minds of all Canadians, the Quebec referendum. We'll also find out how students are doing in their search for summer employment. We'll look at what activities are planned to celebrate London's 125th birthday, and we'll listen to a conversation with a young London athlete who, like many others, won't be going to Moscow.
Voices, a one-hour news magazine that goes behind the scene to give you the stories behind the story.
A tax revolt in downtown London? Well, if you listen closely enough, you may hear a few rumblings of discontent among some downtown merchants objecting to a recent tax imposed on them for downtown improvement. For Voices, Helen Pierce looks into the problem.
A couple of years ago, a group of downtown businessmen felt the downtown area should be promoted to draw more consumers away from the outlying shopping malls. City Council approved a bylaw adding a downtown improvement tax with the regular municipal tax bill, which downtown merchants received this week. The approximate $100,000 collected would be used by the Downtown Area Improvement Association. Mark Emery, owner of City Lights Bookstore on Richmond Street, has started a petition opposing the new tax. He says downtown merchants aren't sure how the money would be used.
Well, we don't really know. There's no budget prepared, so it's all like $100,000 being collected, and this money is being handed over to a group of business people. I call them businessmen come politicians because they're handling other people's money. It's not their own, and anybody who handles money that isn't their own is a politician because there's no responsibility attached to spending someone else's money. And these people, none of us of the 170 that have signed this petition have ever been asked to join this membership. We don't know the people. We never had any say in choosing the people for this committee. Of course, as you know, we object to it in principle and in practice. But it's a complete scandal from beginning to end. There is fundamentally no representation on this board at all for the people who are having to pay this tax. It seems to me like a welfare project for retiring business people.
What do they, in theory, say it's supposed to go to?
Well, they are collecting our money, and they say they're going to promote the downtown interest through advertising and things like that, which, of course, is what we're already doing with the money they're stealing from us. And so it's ironic that they should be trying to do what we're doing, and we'd rather do ourselves. And that's precisely what they plan to do with it, plus a small amount of, quote, beautification. That means a few park benches, probably some more potted plants will get wrecked on the street, and, you know, things like those kiosks on Dundas Street are a good example of how these things work, and also the curved road down in London East is an example of a BIA plan.
So basically, you think it's an intrusion on the free enterprise system?
It's an absolute abrogation of any freedom whatsoever. And it's, even in the context that if we all thought it was a great idea, which is stupid because out of principle we think it's an immoral and wasteful concept, but even if it were, if we all agree, we said go to it, do our advertising for us, as I pointed out to you, any marketing study would show you that this is going to be a disaster, even for the money value. The money would be better spent by that individual business advertising their own particular product for very comprehensive and intelligent reasons that I cited out in our review. They're just basic advertising axioms. You know, you do not do advertising on a nebulous scale where you say things like come downtown because people can't imagine a product there. You say come to our bookstore, we sell books, or come to our furniture, we sell furniture, and then you give price, product, etc. That registers in people's mind and it gives them an impetus to go to that product. You know, only malls can advertise sort of broad general things, and it's always one thing, convenience, and that's what they've got us beat over right now.
What's the response been like from most of the stores that or businesses that you've been talking to doing the petition?
Well, as you can see, 90% of the businesses that I went to signed our petition, and they are refusing to pay this additional tax, and 6% did not want to get involved, or for reasons of, you know, nature, couldn't sign. Some corporations didn't have authority, and 4.75 or 5% of the businesses were in favor of the tax.
Emery has talked to about half of the approximate 900 businesses affected by the new tax. Jack Blair is the president of the Downtown Area Improvement Association. He says the benefits of the $100,000 are real, but they won't be visible for a while.
Well, we plan to put on the most beneficial type of promotions and to try to do things in the downtown area from a standpoint of beautification. Mind you, these things are not going to take place overnight. They will probably be somewhere down the road a piece. But basically, the money is going to be used to the best advantage of all persons involved in the designated area downtown.
So the feeling that small businesses should, the small businesses themselves know best where to spend their money, but you feel the whole area, including the small businesses, will be benefited by it?
Well, certainly. Certainly. This is the whole basis of the program as far as that's concerned, and it is now being carried on in something in excess of 150 cities in the province, and it seems to be doing a very good job for them, and I see no reason why it shouldn't do just as good a job for us.
Blair says the fact that merchants have signed a petition opposing the tax shows they really don't understand how they'll benefit.
I think probably that's the main problem that we have is a bit of a misunderstanding somewhere along the line, which I would hope we'll be able to clear up as quickly as possible.
Mayor Al Gleason says he's a bit frustrated by the whole business. He says all property owners in the downtown area were polled when the issue was before council, and a majority approved the whole idea of the tax for downtown improvement.
Well, first, I think it should be identified that it was not anything that was initiated by the city. It was initiated by the downtown business people. We then went through all the hurdles on that, and it took very close to 2 years because we had some concern expressed by the non-retail people, and we come up with a special deal where they would pay a lower percentage. So it went through a lot of public discussion. It was passed by a majority vote of those property taxpayers in the downtown area, and it's gone through. It is now a bylaw. So we have the legal right to collect that tax just as we have the legal right to collect municipal tax and business tax, and they must pay it. It's as simple as that. It's gone through the whole process.
What could the city conceivably do if they say they're not going to pay some of them?
Well, I have no choice but to pay. You know, we can go right to the courts if we wanted to go that route. The whole experience has been one of frustration to me because the city council as such has nothing to gain except to see the downtown area beautified. But it's initiated by a number of business people. Now we have a fellow who's taken up a petition. If you looked at that, he can only say that if he put the same energy into his commitment to beautifying downtown and supporting what is happening, that would be much better off.
I think one of the feelings is that it's a small group of businessmen who initiated this, and some of the people downtown feel that they want to be able to spend their advertising dollars the way they want to, and that they feel that they might not be helped by a whole general downtown improvement thing, the free enterprise system, I guess, where they want to spend their advertising dollars to their own specific audience.
Well, nothing prevents them from doing that already. But, of course, it was decided in a free enterprise system. A vote was taken, a certain percentage must object. So you really don't have a minority of businessmen imposing this on somebody else. Quite the contrary. And in many cases, it is not, you look at it, a very heavy, heavy amount. I had one gentleman complain to me, and he was paying around $40. No, really, what is that gets to be rather a tough thing to deal with. The other thing, for anybody who's been in council as long as I have, every time we have, or almost every time we have a proposed shopping mall, we get objections from the downtown merchants. We had one, Cadillac Fairview. They carried that objection right up to the day of the OMB and then withdrew. Right. And what are they asking us as politicians to do? They're saying, don't allow any further malls because we need support downtown. Now, you can't ask for support downtown and then opt out of a scheme that is going to support. You can't have it both ways, and that's what is happening. The petition itself, I took a quick look at it, as a very subjective prelude in that petition. For example, it quotes that there'll be a hotel on a new Y site. That's far from being a fact. You know, in fact, the dates put on there are would almost have the hotel up before the old Y's taken down. So there's a lot of misinformation in the petition that's been brought into us.
The mayor says the merchants will have to pay the tax. Mark Emery says he'll stand firm.
There is some validity to the fact that businessmen will say, what if they start threatening us? And, of course, the city eventually will say, listen, you haven't paid this tax, fork up, or we're going to come send the bailiff and seize your property. You know, the usual gun at the end of any statement from a politician, and to which I have words to them. I said, you never believe their promises. Why believe their threats? And this is largely true. It would be rather ludicrous to have a bailiff going to 200 businesses, seizing a typewriter or so to cover all this back taxes, when the taxes themselves are supposed to be for the benefit of the people they're having to rob to collect them. So I don't think the city is going to take any severe action in this. I think it's a paper tiger fundamentally.
Whether the city has to take legal action to collect a tax it didn't initiate in the first place remains to be seen, depending on how many downtown merchants decide to pay or not to pay the tax. For Voices, this is Helen Pierce.